Fergal Darcy. Today FM.
Sigrid, she's going to be playing Longitude this week, and we're going to be there as well doing our thing. That's right, you're going to have Claire Beck, Ed Smith and myself all coming live from Longitude on Friday night. Then, of course, you're going to have Mirren in the lounge on Saturday, and sets from Declan Pierce as well on that night, and I'll be on the lounge on Sunday along with Mr. Ed Smith and Claire Beck as well, having a little bit of fun. Now, picture this. I have got a map in front of me of Ireland, and I'm trying to fill in all the different slang from around the different countries, and people have been helping me out. I've got David online. David, how you doing, my friend? Are you well?
How's it going?
Ah, it's good, Dave. It's good. Dave, where are you from? What parts of the world?
Well, I'm from Cavan myself, but at the minute I'm in Kilkenny.
Right, you're in Kilkenny, but you're originally from Cavan. Tell us, what phrase have you got for me?
Well, I suppose I have two now that I got thinking about it.
Oh, go on, go on.
You have, would it be Janie, that's a terror?
Go again, come again.
You have Janie, that's a terror.
Janie, that's a terror. Okay, I get that one, yeah.
You can make sense of it.
I can make sense of that. If somebody says, Janie, it's a terror, that means that's bad news.
Even if you said that's terror, it could mean it'd be either terrible news, or you could say, like, I got home late last night, Janie, that's a terror.
Yeah, as in it could be great crack.
So it could be great or it could be bad.
Yeah, that's like woeful. Yeah, that's woeful to me. Woeful is like it can be very bad or it can be very good. Okay, what else have you got for me?
All it was, Janie, that's a terror.
Oh, well, I'll take that, Dave. Thank you so much for getting in contact.
No,
have a lovely day. If you want to get in contact, 087 4100 102. Here's one for you.
A blind man would be happy to see it.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you got this one as well. Oh, I don't know about this. The Mayo people won't like this, I don't think. Huh?
How about this one, Farag? Usually heard around June, July, August. Mayo for Sam, which roughly translates as... Poor old Mayo haven't got a hope. I'm not sure God help us carry our Dublins again.
I don't know. I'm still very fond of Mayo, been from the Wild West and all that. You're one of some lack, boy. That's a way in Waterford of saying that she's a beautiful lady and would make a great life partner. That comes in from Wayne Jacob. Keep them coming in. Here's Black Eyed Peas. I've got a feeling on Today FM. Oh, well, little did I know it was all going to kick off today when we started talking about phrases. Madness. Keith's on the line. Keith, how are you, sir?
Hi, Sverga. How are you?
I'm good, Keith. Keith, you got a phrase for me. What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Longford, but I'm from Strabane and Tyrone, so...
Ah, great town. The home of Katie Daly's, now Ruby's nightclub, I believe, but great crack in that town. Many's a night out up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, Keith, what have you got for me?
Strabane, one of the phrases that... I grew up not realising it was wrong, but it's entirely wrong, is using the word doubt in a totally the wrong way.
Okay.
So someone say, well, geez, I doubt it's going to rain. And that means it absolutely is going to rain, as opposed to I have doubts that it's going to rain. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of more along the same lines as what I was saying about woeful. It's kind of one of those things that has absolute meaning. It's like telling someone online, we're firm believers this, like saying to someone, I will, which means having a notion. No, I'm not going to do it. That's brilliant. Loving that, Keith. Listen, thank you so much for getting the contact. Have a lovely day. I wouldn't touch her with an ESB pole. That comes in from Mark on text, which I think means I would never go near her, not even with yours. Max has also got in contact. He sent us in a lovely text saying, you couldn't turn a sweet in her mouth. That means that the place was packed. And in Ross Grey, in County Tipperary, when somebody says, well, that means hello. And they say that all the time up there. Or if something is queer funny, that means it's extremely funny. Yeah, apparently so. So I'm told anyway, I don't know. Calvin Harris and the wonderful Dua Lipa on Today FM. If you don't follow Dua on Instagram, start following her. She has one of the most amazing Instagram accounts. And it's well worth checking out. That's all I see. She's after putting up a picture there a minute ago. I'm still bedazzled by it. Anyway, quite a few people getting in contact here at 087-4100-102. I've got some wonderful comments in here. Ferg, when I started in college, I became friends with a girl from Limerick. We were at her home place one weekend and she said that she was going to carry us home. I went, carry? What? It's a long journey. She said, no, carry ya. And what she meant was she was going to collect us and give us a lift. We never used that phrase down in Cork, so I was utterly mocked because I didn't understand what she was saying. Sinead is on the line. Sinead, how are you today?
Good, Fergal. How are you?
I'm very good. Sinead, you believe that you have a phrase that I may not have heard before.
You never heard this now, Fergal. When you know that somebody is like somebody, you'd say, she's the bulb off you.
She's the bulb off you.
Yeah, that's a real Cork thing to say, like. Which means she's the image of you, like, or he's the image of you, yeah. She's a bulb off you.
I like that. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, no,
everything about Cork is cool, Fergal.
Oh, I can tell you, like, there's a lot of words down there that you've mixed up. Hatchet usually means a small axe, but in Cork it means brilliant. It was hatchet it crack. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, that's fair to say, isn't it? And also when you say something is haunted up here, it means that a place is inhabited by a supernatural presence. However, in Cork it means that somebody is lucky or fortunate. He's haunted,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. You're haunted, boy. You're haunted.
I'm loving it. Sinead, listen, thank you so much for coming on with us.
No bother, Fergal.
And have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. We're just getting loads of phrases in here. Cork seems to have loads of these ones. Liking this. Here's The Weeknd. Would I Feel It Coming? On Today FM.